consistent with the attitude of American people and our and their general reactions to go in, because they could understand that. But getting out, even after we go in and get bogged down in there with the war with China, would be it's going to be a hell of a mess. It'd be worse than we are now. To some extent, that's what makes it so difficult. And don't forget that old Ben Milam, the only man, got killed. And he said, who'd go with old Ben? He's a great hero, but he got killed.
That's right.
And the old man was killed. And they start off with Ben Milam, which they ain't going to do to any inside degree. They'll get out and Ben be killed. It's just a hell of a come on. I don't know. I don't know how much Russia, they won't cause us all the trouble they can, but is there any truth in the theory that they are really at odds with China? And really is a cleavage there.
They are, but they'd go with them as soon as the fight started. They wouldn't forsake that China, that communist philosophy.
I wasn't talking about the fight in there, but what we might get them to take an active part in getting the thing straightened out. However,
we're doing all we can on that, but she doesn't show any signs of contributing anything.
Well, of course, they'd be foolish to, and from one extent, because we just continue to pour the money in there and get nothing back out of it. We don't even get goodwill back out of that. And I just don't know. And I don't know where to go for advice. I just don't know where to go for it. McNamara is the smartest fellow any of us know. But he's got so damn, he is opinionated as hell, and he's made up his mind on this, and I don't think it any amount of claim.
Well, now I'll tell you what he's done, Dick. I think he's a pretty flexible fella. He's gone out there, and he's got Kahn to agree that we cannot launch a counteroffensive or hit in the north until he gets more stabilized and better set in the south. And he thought he's buying us time and we could get by till November. But these politicians got to raising hell, and Scripps Howard writing these stories, and all the senators, Nixon and Rockefeller and Goldwater, all saying, let's move, let's go in the north.
That was a devastating piece that Lucas had on the last page, just a little old paper.
That's right.
Paper don't cover much of the country, but if that got out everywhere, it'd raise a lot of hell.
That's right, and they can always get an isolated example of bad things. McNamara says that that's not generally true, that they've had too many damn people being killed every day. And they're flying the sorties, and they're getting some results, and they're killing thousands of their people, but we're losing more. I mean, losing ground. And he was hoping that we could avoid moving into the north and thereby provoking the Chinese.
Well, in any way,
for
you
a few months.
North, you know what did I do? We've tried that, and from infiltration and guerrilla war standpoint, with disastrous results.
Lodge, Nixon, Rockefeller, Goldwater all say move. Eisenhower. Well, they
and bombing all infuriate everybody.
No, they say pick out an oil plant or pick out a refinery or something like that. Take selected targets, watch these trails, they're coming down, and try to bomb them out of them when they're coming in.
That's just impossible.
McNamara said yesterday that they in Korea, that they, LeMay and all of them was going to stop all those tanks, and at night he came through and they turned all the Air Force loose on and they got one. 89 come on through.
We tried it in Korea. We even sent and got out a lot of old B-29s to increase the bomb load and sent over there and just dropped millions and millions of pounds of bombs day and night. And in the morning, we'd knock out the road at night, and in the morning, the damn people would be back traveling over. That's true on that railroad over there. On the North Coast, we've used the Navy and these 14-inch rifles and knocked the whole mountain down on it, shelled it. and knocked all these whole mountain down and covered up the railroad tracks. Everybody said, "Oh, God, we've got them now." And the next morning, their trains are running like the devil right over that track. And we shot up $7 million worth of shells, too, thinking we'd closed it. We didn't do it. We never could actually interdict all our lines of communication in Corral, though we had absolute control of the seas and the air. And we never did stop it. And you ain't gonna stop these people either.
Well, it impeached President, though, if it'd run out, wouldn't it? I don't believe outside of Morse, everybody I talked to says you got to go in, including Hickenlooper, including all the Republicans. None of them disagreed with him yesterday when he made the statement that we had to stand. And I don't know how in the hell you're going to get out unless they tell you to get out.
If we had a man running the government over that door to get out, we could sure have.
Oh, yeah, that's right, but you can't do that.
And I don't know if we get somebody hip. I can't remember that fella's name. It's some sort of a maverick fella that's got a big following down in there below Saigon, and our people all hate him because he's always against the government, and he's not fighting them and all, but he's a very powerful man in Vietnam. And now everybody takes over the government, gives him his excuse for their repressions and suppressions. And if he were to get it and say, "Now you damn Yankees, get out of here, I'm running this government now."
Wouldn't that pretty well fix us in the eyes of the world, though? Wouldn't it make us look mighty bad?
Well, I don't know. We don't look too good right now. Of course, you'd look pretty good, I guess, going in there with all the troops and sending them all in there. But I'll tell you, it'll be the most expensive venture this country ever went into.
I've got a little old sergeant over that works for me over at the house, and he's got 6 children. And I just put him up as the United States Army and Air Force and Navy every time I think about making this decision and think about sending that father of those 6 kids in there. And what the hell are we going to get out of his doing it? And it just makes the chills run up my back.
It does me. I just can't see it.
I haven't got the nerve to do it, and I don't see any other way out of it.
You don't have much sense to it. That's
the thing.
It's one of these things where head wins, tail you lose.
Well, think about it, and I'll talk to you again. I hate to bother you, but I've just...
I wish I could help you. God knows I do, because it's a terrific quandary that we're in over there. We're just in the quicksands up to our very neck, and I just don't know what the hell's the best way to do about it.
I love you, and I'll be calling you.
I'll see you soon.
Waiting.
Waiting.